and network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on Tuesday, the 2nd of July, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
You caught me again coughing, didn't
you? I wait for you to cough and I turn the mics up. You should know that by now.
I know. And what is wrong with your voice, young man?
You infected me with a viral infection.
Well, you sound a bit like Winnie the Pooh.
I'm co-presenting.
I'm much improved
to how I was at the weekend when I was technically dead.
I thought you were a bit quiet, actually. And you were speaking on Saturday, weren't you?
I spoke at an event on Saturday,
which was
quite a laugh. It was a bit of a laugh, actually. I croaked my way through it. Oh. And then they asked me to do it again.
Why?
Because they had another group of people that heard the first one
was so
stonkingly
good.
They wanted a second one. Anyway,
and you did?
So I did, yeah.
And you were kept up by Lemsip, were you?
I was. I got an industrial load of Lemsip in and spent the weekend Lemsip in.
I'm very proud of you that you're here today and you've made it from your deathbed.
Thank you.
Yes, well done.
Cool. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent and the South East, and you can get in touch with us in various ways. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You can call us on 01303 874 998. Or the most likely way to get through is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And if you'd like a shout out for your business, organisation, event or fundraiser, then tweet me and let us know and we will shout it out on the radio. But for the moment, I think we'll start off with some news from the email scene, Jules.
Yes, you go and steam your chest and I'll read out some things.
Thank you.
Kent's War and Peace Revival will be the venue for a Guinness World Record attempt in July, and the largest parade of, got to be careful here, Paul Andrews, the largest parade of Willys Jeeps ever assembled. The largest parade of Willys Jeeps ever assembled. Willys Jeeps.
How on earth Jules got that email, I do not know. Someone's going to get fired over this.
Willys Jeeps. Organisers of the show are hoping for more than 400 of the world-famous World War II Jeeps to drive around the old Folkestone Racecourse on 20th of July, breaking the current world record set in Bogota in Colombia in 2006. Former Kent County Council Chairman Richard King is looking forward to entering his own Willys Jeep in the record-breaking attempt. Richard from Egerton, is it Egerton or Edgerton?
Edgerton.
Oh, Egerton.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I call it Egerton.
Jules is the only person that lives in Kent that can't pronounce any place name in Kent.
Egerton.
We've had Egerton, we've had West Marling, we've had Egerton.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Item.
Exactly. What's that other place? Benenden, I can't say that very well. Anyway, Egerton.
You can tell she's an outsider, can't you?
Egerton, Kent. I'm not from these parts.
No.
Who handed over the county council reins in May this year, and he's a long-standing member of the Invicta Military Vehicle Preservation Society, the IMPS, and no stranger to large get-togethers such as that planned for War and Peace Revival. So, if you want to get involved here, you can call a number, which I'll read out in a tick, get your pen ready, or you can email, and it's Rex, R-E-X, at War and Peace, A-N-D, warandpeace.uk.com, and the number is 01304 81337. And if you want to find out about the Jeep Challenge, that is, or the War and Peace Revival. So, yes, if you want to see a Willy and a Jeep, I suggest you go there, Paul Andrews.
Goodness gracious. Who gave her that email? I'm going to do this next.
Go on then.
I've had enough of your emails. I hate to think what the next one is.
Go on.
This is an interesting experiment that we're doing. It's the Business Bunker Microsoft Office Tips and Tricks webinar.
Oh, yes.
And right after the show, you can find out about it by going to http://bbradio-estw.eventbrite.co.uk for a free Microsoft Office Tips webinar. I don't expect you to remember the link from me just reading it out there. If you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the show tab, today's show is show number 130, and the web link for the free webinar is on that page. So if you want to go and join the free webinar on Microsoft Office Tips, then do so by clicking that link on show page number 130.
That's not the funny show, is it? The funny show is 147, is it?
123. That's the funny
show.
It can't
be 147, can it?
No, we haven't done that yet.
In the future. Always one step ahead. That's trouble for me.
Thank you, Gypsy Rosalie.
But very good that you've put that link on already, Paul Andrews. Very efficient, may I say.
I got up at 5 o'clock this morning to put those links on.
Did you? From your deathbed?
Exactly.
Our friend Chris Connect is sending us this workshop details, and he is on Twitter at Chris Connect It. And he says, hi Jules, Thursday workshop is Tuesday the 16th of July. He didn't mention you, sorry.
I know he didn't. I know, that's why I'm looking at you. You're making this up as you go along.
Evolve or become obsolete. I've told you,
you're that character. It was you then.
No, well.
Dear Jules, evolve or become obsolete.
I'm the evolve, you're the obsolete.
Do carry on.
Business has changed for good and technology has completely changed and where and how we do business forever has changed. But has your business changed, says Chris. If you don't embrace and adopt the new ways of working, you will undoubtedly get left behind. So this workshop is on the 16th of July. Three companies from the legal and workplace technology industries come together to deliver a seminar to help you understand the new business landscape, how you can take advantage and get ahead of your competitors. So first of all, we've got Ali Young Law, who's from the 404 team or the 404 team, cloud specialists. And I actually mentioned this in my weekly business column. I spoke to young David, but Mauro wasn't there when I last saw them. I don't know where Mauro is. He seems to hide when he hears from me. And Connect hyphen It, mobile telephony. Share the view that there is too much jargon, elitism and smoke mirrors in their respective industries, and aim in this half-day session to cut through all of this and empower you to take cost-saving and liberating decisions. Do you like to be liberated, Paul Andrews?
I would, from you, mostly.
Who should attend? Business owners, MDs, operations directors, anyone who wants simple and straight facts and as how they can save money, increase productivity and be compliant in an always on 24/7 connected society. So if you want to book your place, contact Tracy Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, that's 01-303-270022. You can email tracy.reynolds@kentchannelchamber.co.uk. And don't forget, they've now also got this amazing speaker, David Muggeridge, the accountant, will be talking there too.
Yeah, that's interesting, because they were saying that he's going to be talking about the tax advantages for both employers and employees of working from home. So that's really quite interesting.
Very, because I work at the top of my little house.
You ought to go.
Wednesday, I think I'll be on a little island.
You're on one of your perennial holidays, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're always on holiday, you are.
I know. My life is a holiday.
I know.
Tuesday 16th, I will be in Valencia eating paella. But they'll probably do it again.
And drinking Prosecco.
Yeah. No, Carver out there.
Carver. You're in Spain, aren't you?
Yeah. But all details of that, Paul Andrews, will be on the Paul Andrews website, which is www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You can see the link to that and go along and support them and tell them that you heard it on Kent Business Radio.
Yep, you can indeed. Thank you for that, Jules. Visit Kent expands their business advisory service. The Visit Kent Tourism Business Advisory Service is now being expanded to cover the full range of businesses working in the tourism, leisure and hospitality sector. This free service is designed to support existing and start-up businesses across the county and particularly in coastal areas through one-to-one advice and wider training programs. Their latest success story comes from Minnis Whitehouse, which is a B&B at Minnis Bay near Birchington. who only opened in May but already have had bookings from across England, Ireland and even the United States. Further details of the support provided to this new business can be found at Visit Kent's website, which is www.visitkentbusiness.co.uk. In addition to free advice on quality standards and accreditation, Visit Kent are developing a business mentoring scheme, planning a series of masterclasses, training programs and workshops, as well as developing a free online business toolkit. So if you're running a business or thinking of running a business involved in tourism, leisure or hospitality, then you need to check out visitkentbusiness.co.uk, or you can call them on 01227 812 900. That's 01227 812 900.
Chris we Connected got some tweets saying you're sounding very sexy, the DJ called you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it's deliberate. Yeah, we also had a tweet from Chris Pollard that said, go on Jules, pronounce Goudhurst.
How do you pronounce Goudhurst?
I don't know.
Goudhurst.
How would you pronounce it? Goudhurst, yeah.
That's a cheese, isn't it, Goudhurst? Or is that Gouda?
That's Gouda.
Yeah, I knew it's something like that. Anyway.
We've also had, I just want to flash through some of the tweets we've had so far.
We've always been a flasher.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've had Eke Media down there in Otford, the web design people.
The lovely
are
brand.
Listening in, as is F Keys, the Microsoft training people on the Medway City Estate. And talking of Medway City Estate, we've also had Lisa and the gang from Telcare, the telecoms providers on Medway City Estate at Rochester there that are listening in.
I expect they're tucking into their Riverford fruit or their cakes. They alternate, you know.
They could well be. And Martin Fever, who was a guest on the show last week, says, looking forward to this afternoon's show. Great experience last week. Broke a leg.
Great experience. He describes it as, poor man.
It was a good show, yeah.
Yes.
It was good. It was good. Oh, I nearly read that out, but that's spam.
Oh, yeah, I've just blocked her.
Yeah, me too.
I've had a lot of spam lately.
I don't think you could do that anyway.
What?
What she's suggesting.
No, it's a bit rude.
I think that's physically impossible.
She's not my type.
No, exactly.
You know the Institute of Directors summer pub hub they're having. Right. Lots of lovely summer network going on here, networking. So this is a reminder that it's this Thursday coming, and it's at Botany Bay. Botany Bay.
Botany Bay. Botany Bay.
Go on, say it like a pirate.
Why?
Go on.
Botany Bay's in Australia.
Yeah, shiver me timbers.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Or Botany Bay?
Yeah. Shiver me timbers. It's pirate, isn't it, Botany Bay?
I'm not a pirate.
I'm sure it was mentioned in a pirate book. Thursday the 4th of July, 5:30.
No, nothing to do with pirates. They were convicts.
Botany Bay.
Botany Bay was convicts.
Which book was it?
They're Australians.
Which book was it?
But you're thinking of Treasure Island, but yeah. Botany Bay does not figure in Treasure Island in any way, shape or form.
Where have I heard of Botany Bay being
Botany Bay is where the convicts were sent from the United Kingdom to Australia.
No wonder you know about it. Anyway, Botany Bay, Broadstairs, Kent, which is a much nicer beach. And it's 8:30. It's £15 plus VAT. Geologist and naturalist Alistair Bruce is our guide for this unique tour of Botany Bay near Broadstairs. I wonder if he'll have his clothes on then, if he's a naturalist. Oh, it's naturist, sorry. You'll never look at the coastline the same way again, that's for sure. After our walk, we will adjourn to a local hotel for a well-earned drink and a buffet. The event provides an informal environment in which to network and meet with like-minded professionals. Please wear casual clothing and stout shoes, as the terrain can be rocky. Promoting businesses in Kent is high on our agenda, so why not forward this invitation on to your colleagues and clients and let everybody know. Now, you can, if you want to book here, you go to contact Claire, which is A-I-R-E, on eventbookings.south@instituteofdirectorsiod.net. That's eventbookings.south@iod.net. And there's also a phone number, which is 01795-435918 and www.iod.com/Kent. If you want to do the summer pub hub, 4th of July, that's this Thursday at Botany Bay.
Cool. I just want to say a big well done to all the winners, and there were lots of them, from the Kent Excellence in Business Awards last Thursday. I haven't got a full list of them with me, so I thought I'd wait until I've got the full list to read them all out. But many congratulations to everyone that won an award. And some of the people that I do know that won awards were Component Force from Chatham, the manufacturing people. Golding Homes won an award, and loads of people won awards, and we'll read out a full list of all the winners next week when we've got the full list through. Elm Court Farmers Market this Sunday, the 7th of July. It's a Kentish berry bonanza, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. the first Sunday of every month. Elm Court Garden Centre, which was formerly the Y Vale, Capstone Road, Gillingham. All the details can be found at www.elmcourtfarmersmarket.co.uk, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Elm Court FM MRKET, all one word, Elm Court FM MRKET. There's 45 stalls plus booked for this Sunday's event. There's a demonstration kitchen with Kent Fine Foods and HMS Abbey, and there's a seated eating area. And this month's charity is Guide Dogs for Medway. You can follow the market on Twitter to help raise some money for them. And there's a free pitch at each market for a charity or local organisation.
Great idea, that.
And they say, please could you vote for us in the Kent Life Food and Drink Awards 2013, which can be found at www.kent-life.co.uk. And they are in for the winner of the Best Farmers Market by Taste of Kent Awards. So, well done to Steve and the gang for that. And
yes,
get along on Sunday to the Elm Court Farmers Market in Gillingham. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
And what are we playing?
We're going to go loco down in Acapulco.
Oh, how lovely.
Temp
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. The four tops there with a bit of going loco down in Acapulco.
Can you go any deeper?
I can't help
honestly.
It.
Honestly.
It was you that gave me this.
Yeah, but I recovered.
I tell you what, listener. She
you're
came
just milking
two weeks ago. She came in and she went, I'm feeling really unwell. And cough right in my face just to be making sure that I got it.
Yes, well. But I recover. You know why? Because of Carol Brace and her juicing workshop.
You're recovering due to juice.
Yes, look. I've got a little flask with me. I haven't had any coffee for 11 weeks,
Jules,
Paul Andrews.
Jules, we have photographic evidence on the Twitter
yes,
of two
Twitter.
Monstrously great meat pies you've eaten, plus a whole placenta cake.
Placenta?
Yeah, that's what it was.
It's a polenta.
Oh, it's polenta, was it?
I ain't eaten any placenta.
A polenta cake. And yes, some juice, and washed it was the juice. It was the juice. What done it? Was it
washed down? It's celery and carrot and pear and ginger. Big slug, huge. And you love ginger. It'll do you good. But every time I offer you some, you turn your nose up.
Yeah, absolutely. I like food that's solid.
It's a drink. Is it a coffee? It gives me a little zing.
While I can still just about manage solids, I like to stick with solids. I've got plenty of my life left where I can only do liquids.
Have a little
don't
trip.
Worry. Yeah.
Oh dear. It's not a good picture, is it?
No, it's not.
You're shuffling about in a sort of candlewick nightgown. And it's like that Squeeze song, isn't it?
Which,
you know,
one?
The one where she's
I don't
got
trust anything you're going to say today. After that little Botany Bay experience, I'm not going.
Well,
there.
I'm the Willy.
Yeah, and the Willy's Jeeps.
Yeah, no, that's actually what it said, Paul Andrews.
I know what it said.
The Squeeze song where she's shuffling around with her cats and a bottle of gin. And a candlewick dressing gown.
Really?
Da, 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 you know.
Sing it and we'll know.
I'll sing it after the show.
Okay.
Oh. You know the one I mean.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, but that will be you, won't it, in the future, shuffling around. Do you have a cat?
No.
Sheep?
No.
You've got sheep in your garden.
I have got sheep in my garden, actually. I once had a cow in my swimming pool, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you send her home?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Not much moom in there.
I think we'll move on.
Move on.
Move on. We'll move on. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome on the Business Bunker our first guest today, Ellie Beer of Kane and Beer Bookkeeping Services. Ellie, thank you so much for coming on Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to see you here.
Thank you very much, Paul and Jules. It's really bizarre, but lovely to be here too.
Bizarre is a good word. Yeah. That kind of describes what goes on here.
It's weird, isn't it?
She's
bought a huge box of cakes, Paul.
I know.
But that's actually going to be quite disappointing because there are only tiny cupcakes in there.
Well, yes, so, but there's quite a lot of them, I've seen.
Yeah, but Jules hasn't got a lot of room left. I mean, she could still do the entire box of cupcakes, but it would be a struggle. But she can force herself.
Let's have a look at them.
Yeah. Anyway, while Jules is busy rummaging around in the cake box...
That's going to distract me now.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Ellie and about what Ellie does?
Okay. Ellie's very busy. I can refer to myself in the third person all the way through this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm, as I say, very busy. I've got two main businesses that I'm focused on at the moment. The first one actually being I'm one half of Kane and Beer Limited, which is a professional bookkeeping service that we offer to businesses in Kent. So hello to my business partner, Paul, who's the Kane half, who's working very hard in the office today.
Hello, Paul. She's left you doing the work while she swans off
jolly.
Down here. Yeah,
absolutely. So our bookkeeping service provides...
Sorry to interrupt.
No worries.
I've just clocked the cupcakes.
We've got chocolate stars on.
Oh, wow.
That must be referring to me and not
I think
you.
The balls have fallen off. The balls
yes, the balls were a little bit out of... but I've got them back.
Well
yeah,
done.
I'm good with
well
balls.
Done.
You're fine.
Ball control.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ellie. Carry on.
No worries. That's fine. So our bookkeeping service, it's a very comprehensive and flexible service. So we do everything from inputting your supplier invoices, raising your sales ledger invoices, bank rec, petty cash, through to producing your monthly management reports. So we can do bits and pieces, however much you need us to get involved. We work with your accountant and we present in a way that your accountant wants things to be presented.
Sure.
Because obviously everyone works very differently. Yeah. We work with different systems, predominantly Sage. So it's a very comprehensive and fulfilling for me a job that I have. So so that's one side of it.
It's also good because there are so many small and start-up businesses about at the moment.
Exactly.
And, of course, the one thing that every single one of them, 100%, yep, all of them, are rubbish at is bookkeeping.
Well, not necessarily rubbish.
No, they're rubbish, trust me.
What we're trying to do at Kane & Beer is basically get businesses to recognise the fact that they are fantastic at doing what they do. The
exactly.
reason they've set up in their business, they offer a fantastic service or product, and they need to focus totally on doing that. So we're there to kind of make them realise that there is a need for outsourcing. So, you know, recognise the fact that you can't do everything, you don't have the time to do everything, you don't
Absolutely.
Always have the skills to do everything. So we're there to obviously maintain that, manage it, and to just take the stress out of a
Absolutely.
Person's bookkeeping.
I mean, absolutely. It not only is it something that every business has to do, and as you quite rightly say, and as I alluded to in a much more severe way than you, most businesses aren't very good at it, certainly in the early days, because they don't know how to do it anyway.
Exactly.
And therefore they tend to ignore it and just go for shoebox type accounting.
Absolutely. Bury the head, you know.
Shoebox.
We just shove everything in a box and
chuck
do it later.
Well, we love that. We love getting the boxes and carrier bags and receipts. It's quite strange, but we actually enjoy that side of it.
And I have to be honest, focusing on things like that was never my priority in business. But after 25 years in business, I learned the hard way, as does everybody eventually, that if you don't have good records, you can't manage your business, you can't maintain your business, and you don't know where you are. So having good bookkeeping services and knowing where you are on any given day, and hopefully having management accounts as well.
Yeah, of course.
Is every business has to have that.
Well, they have to have it, but they also very much need to understand what they're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Paul and I obviously offer the reviewing element of it as well. So it's all very well, you know, a dog groomer having these beautifully presented reports from us, but what on earth does that mean? So we offer that service as well.
Yeah. And of course, the wonderful politicians that claim to run the country and keep telling us they're going to build a bonfire of red tape have managed to add 210 new tax laws in the last year. Thank you very much.
It's a lot of regulation.
Some bonfire, yeah. And now we've got the new, what's his name, regulations.
The RTI.
RT, what's his name? Was it?
RTI.
RTI, yeah, that's it. I knew what it was.
Because you're not well. You're normally very good on remembering things.
Yeah, I know.
A bit like an elephant, I always think.
Yeah. No, you also look like an elephant.
Issue.
And stuff like that. And you know, you need to keep on top of that, don't you? So,
absolutely.
So
yeah.
Someone like yourselves is a godsend for things like that.
We like to think so, but not many people understand that at the beginning. So we're
absolutely
trying to get that across.
Exactly. And that's the problem, isn't it? And by the time that people tweak how important it is, they're already in the doo-doo.
Yeah.
And it takes forever and costs a lot of money to try and sort it out.
It certainly can do. You can get into, obviously, HMRC penalties and things like that, which we obviously are here to avoid.
Yeah.
So.
No, absolutely. I mean, as a business angel investor as well, it's one of the things that I've learned when I invest in businesses. And the very first thing I insist on is regular management accounts, balance sheets, profit and loss, and knowing where the business stands. And everybody goes, oh, well, you know, we can't afford that. And I go, you can't afford not to.
Mm-hmm.
You must have it. If you do not have it at the beginning, you will not go back and retrofit it easily.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So cool. So how long has Kane & Beer been going?
Well, from this year, we were incorporated end of January this year.
Right.
However, Paul brings to the role, he's got nearly 20 years experience in the bookkeeping side of things, and I've got sort of 10 years in a financial background as well, so we bring a whole host of qualifications as well as experience to Kane & Beer Limited, which is why it's such a great mix of both Paul and I. So that's our core service, really. We do have a slightly branched service as well, which is quite new, that we're going to start sort of September, October time, which are our workshops, our seminars for bookkeeping.
Okay.
As you quite rightly just said, Paul, not everyone understands the fact that what they need to do,
absolutely,
but also not everyone can afford to outsource, especially startup businesses or pre-startups. So therefore, we've decided that, you know, we still want to help those people, even if they can't afford our regular service. So we've decided to start up these basic bookkeeping seminars, which is just half a day's worth of really relaxed, informal training, basically.
Right.
And you'll come away from that with basic knowledge of bookkeeping. You'll take a USB stick away with all templates that you need to set up. So even though you take loads of notes, you know, you take loads of notes at these workshops, you go home and you think, what on earth was that about?
Right.
But you'll actually, you've got the information there to set up straight away. So, and that idea is to just basically, if you're forced into managing your own books, let's get it right from the beginning. As you said, it's fundamental, you know, and it's, we just want to help them make their first step going out in the business journey and just make it a more structured and organised one.
I think that's a tremendous idea. I really do.
Start from the beginning.
Yeah, and just giving people an overview, you know, people will still try and ignore it and still try and go, well, you know, I'll do that some other time.
Yeah.
But they'll learn eventually.
I hope so, because it's obviously very
but
important to
support. No, I like both things that you're doing. So, you know, you're doing... You're doing the outsourcing, so you're doing it for people.
Quite.
But I love the idea of doing a seminar for those that claim that they can't afford it or don't need to outsource it.
Quite.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
So that's kind of
I know you don't have a website up and running at the moment yet.
We actually, Paul is very, very good at web designing. It comes to light. So we do actually have Cain and Beer, which is C-A-I-N and Beer.com, which is live now. Pretty much work in progress in terms of some of the content, but that's the initial website. We would fantastic if some listeners could give us feedback on that. You know, that
so it's
caneandbeer.com.
Okay, I will put a link to that on the Business Bunker website later because it's not
Thank you.
What I did is I put your email address on there,
okay,
so that everyone could spam you.
Ban me, that's fine.
but I'll put your website up later because I wasn't sure it was there. That's cool.
No, it wasn't at the time of us speaking, but...
And you know our lovely Angela Bri Stevenson.
Yeah, she's my new best friend, bless her.
Because she presents a show here on the Monday, did she tell
you? She does, yeah, she does.
Who Cares Wins?
Yeah, well, I was so nervous about coming on the show. And a few weeks back, I sort of crossed paths with Angela again at a networking event. And her business, Another Journey Begins, sort of structures around coaching and some sort of relaxation advice and things like that. So she came to my house last week and she just gave me some really, really useful advice on how to relax and how to focus, and it's just proved fantastic.
Wow.
Because this is such a relaxed atmosphere anyway, but I was still very sort of anxious. But it's great, and she gave me some coaching as well at the same time, which wasn't expected. So she does this future life progression as well, which I'm really quite interested in, so everyone should take a look at that.
Brilliant. Really cool. Well done, Angela. But
but
well done, you too. You've been brilliant. But as well as Cane and Beer, you also do a couple of other things as well, don't you?
I do only one other thing. Yes, I run The Finishing Touches, which is an event management business in Kent, predominantly in the corporate market, doing sort of corporate events such as organising office Christmas parties from, say, 10 people, right through to large-scale product launches, team building, conferencing, and we've got our new show-off days as well, which is quite exciting at the moment.
What's a show-off day?
A show-off day is designed to... show off all aspects of your business. The idea came really when I was working in accounts for a company in Ashford quite a while ago. I obviously worked in accounts, didn't sort of see all of the different departments. I just used to see all of the invoices relating to them. So it came to light that there would be a customer that would only use them for one department, one service, and they would go somewhere else for another service that same company offers because they didn't realise they had, say, a body shop repairer. So I was like, my God, we really need to do something about this. You know, we're losing customers. We need to cross-sell. So I've kind of brought that energy, if you like, and that idea through to The Finishing Touches. And I thought a show-off day, if you do offer lots of different products and services, for example, a parts department, a body shop repair, you know, things like that, and also truck sales or whatever it was, that was the example at the time, then let's do a show-off day, invite potential clients, existing clients, obviously most important, and just... show off everything you do. Do demonstrations if you have a venue, you know, and that's the idea. Depending on the business, we could really sort of get some great ideas going. So that's a show off day.
Cool. And have you got a website for that business?
I have. That's www.eventplanningkent.co.uk.
Cool. We will also put that link on the Business Bunker website.
Thank you. I'm just taking up all your links.
Go on.
Just to sort of also say that aside from the corporate events, we do sort of different ad hoc services, so like award ceremonies, charity events. I'm teaming up with Paul at Kent Venues to hopefully do a New Year's Eve bash, which we want to be the Kent's biggest party for this year. So I also wouldn't mind, if you don't mind, if we've got time, to throw out something to the listeners on for also a bit of feedback, if that's okay. Paul and I, Cane and Beer, are sort of toying with the idea of introducing a kind of Cane and Beer, the Finishing Touches collaboration. So talking about the workshops, the training seminars that we're offering bookkeeping-wise, we're talking about sort of making it a bit more of a package as such. So obviously with Paul now doing his kind of no-frills website as such, every startup would need that. Obviously giving them the fundamental financial skills with our half-a-day seminar, and also let's do like a launch event as well. So bringing in the finishing touches and the event planning side of things. So giving a startup business a service that basically gets them totally going and introducing them to the market in Kent that they want to be in. So it's more of an idea at the moment. We obviously need a bit more structure about it, but
sounds
it'd be
good.
Great to have some feedback.
So probably the best way to do that is if people give you feedback on Twitter or something like that.
Perfect.
So give us a shout for one of your Twitter handles.
At Cane and Beer.
At Cane and Beer.
C-A-I-N.
Yep, A-N-D-B-E-E-R.
At Cane and Beer. So you can follow Cane and Beer on the Twitter, at Cane and Beer. And if you've got any input to what Ellie's just said about their thinking on this overall composite idea, for want of a better term, then do let her know what you think, you know, for or against, presumably, or just give us some feedback.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
She's already had some from Chris Pollard, which is at Chris Connect It. He says, Paul and Jules, I would like to speak to your current guest. Reference events, please.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Hello, Chris.
You've got a lead already. Brilliant.
Thank you.
For the moment, Ellie, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been a stonking pleasure to have you on. Do stay with us for the rest of the show and feel free to join in. And now give us one last shout out for both your websites.
Yep, so we've got www.caneandbeer.com and www.eventplanningkent.co.uk.
Cool. And you can follow Ellie on Cane and Beer on the Twitter and give us some feedback on her idea.
Yep.
For the moment, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. Do stay with us.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
So, we've got a few tweets to read out and some more emails, and we've got another guest to talk to shortly.
Who is on the Twitter?
On the Twitter at the moment, we've had John Coupland, who says, hi, Business Bunker. South East London Business Network summer event is on Thursday evening at Henry's Bromley. And Henry's Bromley is also a Twitter handle. At Henry's, H-E-N-R-Y-S, Bromley, all one word. And it's 5 minutes from Bromley South Rail Station. And it's part of the South East London Business Network. So if you'd like to get along to the South East London Business Network summer event, it's this Thursday at Henry's in Bromley, which is just round the corner from Bromley South Railway Station. So do get along to that if you can. And we've also had a tweet from Omicron. It's Michelle, the Kent print chick at Omicron Repro in Canterbury. You can call us on 01227 768275, and we'd like a shout out on today's show, please. Well, you've just had it, print chick. I'm going to give you the phone number again as well for Omicron, and you can follow them on the Twitter at Omicron Repro. That's O-M-I-C-R-O-N-R-E-P-R-O, Omicron Pro on the Twitter, and their phone number is Canterbury, which is 01227 768275. I think you can do an email, Jules.
Right, there's a reunion. Is this the same one? Oh no, it's a different one. There's lots of reunions, but this is at the War and Peace Revival after 70 years. Would you believe the Montgomery's Rolls Royce and the man who made her beautiful again, you can meet. And it's Derek Butterworth, and he was responsible for fixing Field Marshal Montgomery's Rolls-Royce when it went into his garage around 1945. We need some sort of da-da-da-da music, don't we? he'll be coming to the War and Peace Revival to be reunited with the car after nearly 70 years. So from 1945, it went into his garage.
Do you think it will start?
Probably, being a Rolls-Royce. Field Marshal Montgomery's Rolls-Royce Wraith was originally, that's W-R-A-I-T-H, Wraith, was originally ordered for the actress Madeline Carroll in April of 1939, and after 9 months, the vehicle was sold back to Rolls-Royce, in whose possession it remained until 1944. And then it was purchased by the Ministry of War Transport and assigned to Montgomery for use as a staff car. Okay, so if you'd like to know more about this, you would need to go on to email, which is rex@warandpeace.uk.com. And what they're saying here is the last time former Staff Sergeant Derek Butterworth saw Field Marshal Montgomery's Rolls-Royce was at the end of the war, when as the man in charge of the REME mobile workshop in Germany...
That'll be REME.
Thank you. I wasn't sure. What is REME?
Royal Electrical Mechanical Engineers.
How do you know all this?
Because I've got a brain like a planet.
Also, it's because you're so old.
Yeah,
It was rolled into his workshop on its last legs. A bit like you today, Paul.
True.
Having been driven around the battlefields of Europe, the poor old car was in a bad way. It wasn't very sightly, joked Mr. Butterworth, who will celebrate his 90th birthday in August. Oh, he's a Leo. Blimey. Like you, Paul Andrews. You're probably twins.
Are you trying to claim that I'm 90?
Well, you look rough today, I tell you.
Thank you.
A bit pale, a bit pasty.
Thank you.
No comment.
It's made me feel so much better.
Ginger juice, that's what you need.
Yeah, right. I'm going to ignore you and do some tweets. F Keys have tweeted to remind everybody again that there's a Microsoft Office tips and tricks on straight after the Business Bunker radio show today, which you can register for the free webinar at bbradio-estw.eventbrite.co.uk. That link is on the Kent Business Radio website on the... show page today, which is show number 130. If you'd like to do that free webinar, which is on straight after the Business Bunker show today. We've also had a tweet from AK Pet Services. That's Adrian Kearney, and he's listening to the Business Bunker show and sends us best wishes. Just for those of you that don't know, AK Pet Services, brilliant idea. Adrian runs a pet taxi in the Midway Towns area, but he's registered to carry animals. So basically, if you need a domestic animal, so like a cat or a dog or a parrot,
yeah,
like Samson the parrot,
yeah,
the
wolf whistles.
Yeah, he will take your pets places, primarily to take them to the vets and pick them up from the vets and things like that.
But maybe to the cinema or on a date or something.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe if you're taking your dog out on a date to the cinema for a meal out, he'll take you as well.
Yeah.
But mostly to the vets, to be honest. Well, you could go out with a parrot, because he does wolf whistle a lot.
He gets him in trouble, though, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
He does.
And you can follow Adrian on the Twitter at AK Pet Services. It's a fantastic idea, and it's really useful. Check it out. Check out their website as well to find out all about it. But it's good stuff. I've got a quick email here. Then we're going to have some tunage, and then we're going to speak to our next guest.
Yes.
The Kent Tourism Champion has joined the ranks of Women First Top 100 Club. Sandra Matthews-Marsh, who is the Chief Executive of Visit Kent, has been selected to join the Women First Top 100 Club, marking her out as one of the most influential women nationally in hospitality, passenger transport, travel and tourism. Sandra was chosen to be included into the Women First Top 100 Club of thought leaders, alongside other new members, including Harriet Green, who is the Chief Executive of Thomas Cook, Joe Boydell, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Travel Lodge, Caroline White, who is the Chief Executive of the Youth Hostel Association, and Sue Kemp, who is the Divisional Director at Legoland Windsor. Women First was founded by Sector Skills Council People First to support women in achieving their career aspirations within hospitality, passenger transport, travel and tourism businesses and organisations. Launched last year, Women First, which runs the Top 100 Club and the Shine Awards, offers thought leadership on gender diversity, continuing professional development, training, a mentoring programme and networking events. At this year's Women's First Shine Awards and presentations event, Simone Roche, the director, said the calibre of the new inductees into our Top 100 Club suggests that the future success of the industry is in safe hands. Sandra is also Vice Chairman of the Tourism Society, representing 1,000 members in the UK and across the world, and works closely with national bodies to develop and promote Kent amongst Britain's destinations, plus supporting the development of destination management organisations in England. And you can find out more about that organisation by going to www.womenfirst.co.uk/top-100.
I love that there's so much going on in Kent. It's just great, isn't it? It's always inspiring.
It's a hotbed of activity.
It is
a massive hotbed of activity.
The food as well.
Food and producers.
Transport.
Manufacturing.
Yeah.
It all happens here in Kent.
Engineering.
61,000 SMEs, which is brilliant stuff. But you're a monkey.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why? What have I done now?
No, you're not a monkey.
What
it's
have I
the
done?
Monkeys next. A little bit me.
Hey,
little
hey.
Bit you.
Reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and Jules Serkin on the Business Bunker Show. That was the monkeys with a little bit me, a little bit you. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our next guest, Mr. Paul Burgess, an investment readiness consultant and disruptor of business. Paul, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Tell us a bit more about you and what you do first.
Yeah, well, what do I do? I've been around in the largely in the technology business for far longer than I'm prepared to admit. And over the last year, I've been concentrating on working with companies who are wanting to raise money.
Right.
I think if I was asked to describe what I am, I think it's a dragon's den, but without the humiliation. And I've been working with companies largely up in London, in places like Google Campus. Scary place, Google Campus.
Yeah.
It's just like a massive students' union with no beer.
Right, okay.
Great place.
There's some awesome people hanging around there, aren't there? And sometimes you can even understand what they're saying.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a big focus of investors and business angels and crowd funders and all sorts of things. And they're concentrating very much on what's going on in London.
Right.
And so what I'm now trying to do, and I've got a a little event coming up in Canterbury, which I'll tell you about later on, is to try and get some of these major investors to start focusing down in Kent, because we all know that Kent is the place to do business. And
sorry, we got somebody's phone or some piece of equipment's going interfering.
Never mind. Seems to have gone away. But as I say, Kent is a great place to do business. There's better funding down here. It's a better lifestyle. But the problem is to get some of these investors to start looking in this direction. So what we're doing, we're having an event at the Business to Business exhibition in Canterbury on the 10th of September.
Right.
And it's going to be called The Pitching Den.
The Pitching Den.
The Pitching Den, yeah. Cool. Couldn't use dragons. I think it's copyrighted.
Yeah.
But, I think everyone gets the idea. And the idea is that we want to get three really good businesses from Kent and put them in a Dragon's Den type situation in front of some really big investors who normally concentrate their time in and around London.
Right.
And it's really rather good because I've spoken to a number of our investors that we work with in London, and they've been really very keen to come down here. They see Canterbury as being a great opportunity for them,
sure.
Which of course it is.
Yeah.
And so far we've got sponsors. We've got Crowdcube, and this is the biggest equity crowdfunding website in the UK. I don't think I've got really time to explain how crowdfunding works, but if you just go online and look at www.crowdcube.com, it'll explain how it works. Together with Ariadne Capital, who are one of the big venture capitalists in London.
That's Julie Meyer, isn't it?
That's Julie's, yeah. I don't think we've got Julie on the panel, but we've got one of her directors coming.
Right.
We got managing director of Horatio Investments, which is another big, they're not really venture capitalists, they're much smaller scale,
right.
Run by a guy called Adam Norris, who's another of the well-known business angels in the country. We've also got support from Taylor Wessing, the solicitors,
right, okay.
Who are focusing very much on start-up businesses and growing businesses, and they're putting up a prize to the winner of £2,000 in legal services.
Okay, cool.
Which I think is great. So, you know, all we've got to do now is to find some companies who want to raise some money.
Right.
This is quite a bit of a challenge, actually, because we're not looking for, if you like, startups who've just got an idea.
Right.
We're looking for people who are in the position where, in September, they're going to be ready to bid for real money.
Okay. So that's people that are kind of almost ready to go.
Yeah, they've really got to be sort of ready now and have some semblance for a business there, some traction in the market, a reasonable idea. And what we're going to do, we're going to help them to get investment ready.
Mm.
And as I say, on the day we hope that they're going to raise money. And so we're looking for people who want to raise between 20,000 and 500,000.
Right, so between 20 and 500,000. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
It certainly is. So you're looking for businesses that are past the I've had an idea and it's going to be wow stage, and into the we've had the idea, we've started to get it prepared, ready to go. We may even have done some work. I mean, is there a limit on how old the company is? I mean, could they have been going a year or 2 years or?
Well, they could be going 20 years.
Oh, right, actually. Okay.
We're just looking for Kent businesses that need some help by way of investment to grow their business.
Okay, understand. Okay. Okay, so we're looking for Kent businesses that want between 20 and £500,000 investment in their new idea or the idea that they're trying to take to market. So how do they go about applying to get into the Pitching Den?
Right. Firstly, you go to the Pitching Den website, which is www.thepitchingden.co.uk.
Cool.
And you click the button and you put your details in and you register. You've then got until the 14th of July to send us a summary of your business.
Okay.
Now, what I don't want are big business plans.
I hate big business plans.
Funnily enough, investors hate big business plans.
I hate big business plans. Yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. There's a venture capitalist telling me that actually they have a thing in the office. It's called the pile. And it's where the business plans go to die, and they go on the desk, and when the pile gets to a certain size, it's transferred into the waste paper bin, and no one ever looks at them.
Yeah.
If you've got to think that, I know that Horatio are getting about 500 applications for money a month.
Right, I know.
And not a lot of those are going to get looked at. Mm. So you've got to do something that's got to be amazing. So what we're trying to do is to teach these businesses how to get their amazing idea across in an amazing way.
Yeah.
And, yeah, this is, it's not only a problem here. I'm working with a guy who's used to pitch scripts in Hollywood, and apparently that is the toughest deal of the lot. Mm. Everybody in Hollywood has got a script in their bag.
Mm.
And I said, well, how do you actually get a producer interested in a script?
Mm.
He said, well, we've got a technique. He said, I'll stand up and say, good morning, gentlemen. What I'm talking about today is Gone with the Wind, but with Chinese people. Or in my terminology, it's like Terminator, but with squirrels.
I want to see that.
If you look at my blog, it's got the picture as well. I did a blog on that last week. But it's getting noticed, getting the basics across. So we want 6 slides. We're going to give you some help as to some outlines as to how it's done. We're going to then choose 10 businesses to run with from the middle of July, and we're going to work with them and coach them, get them to the point where at the end of August we're going to choose the last 3. They will go on to the final on the day. Crowdcube have offered to put them up for ready for investment on their website on the day. They're going to invite their investors to come along and invest. So we're really hoping that at the end of the day, at least one of them has got their investment.
Okay.
And by the way, it's free.
Cool. Okay. So you've got to the 14th of July to make your initial application. They will then be a process where it will be whittled down to 10 applicants who will then receive some coaching in how to pitch.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And then that will go before Crowdcube and the other panel of investors, who, and at least one winner, we hope, will get funding from that.
Yes, and the overall winner is certainly going to get £2,000 worth of legal fees from Taylor Wessing.
Right.
And there are rumours of other prizes as yet to be confirmed, but I'm sure on the day there's going to be more.
Cool. And as I understand it, all of this takes place in Kent, so it's... is that right?
Yep. This is for Kent businesses. It's limited to businesses in Kent.
Okay, cool. So this is for businesses in Kent only. The whole thing takes place in Kent, so you haven't got to go to London or Los Angeles or Boston or anywhere else. It's all taking place in Kent. It's all completely free for you to do, and it's an opportunity to raise a lot of investment money to carry your idea forward and into a new realm.
Absolutely. And if this works, the idea is that we start doing these as a regular thing.
Cool.
To keep businesses in Kent. And of course, if you're a North Kent Thames Gateway business or you're an East Kent business, you could raise this money to use as a match against the Tiger Fund and Expansion East Kent funding.
Mm.
So you can get a double whammy there.
Absolutely. So just to re-emphasise that, for those of you that don't know, there's an East Kent fund, as Paul quite rightly says, in East Kent, and a Tiger fund in the Gravesend area, which is public money, which is available as an interest-free loan, and it's match-funded. So if you want to borrow £1 million, you have to have £1 million already. So if you won investment through Paul's pitching den idea of, say, £500,000, you could then raise another £500,000 as an interest-free loan from one of those two sources.
Yep, it's not guaranteed, but provided you
can
get
through
that process.
No, absolutely, but you've got the option to try for that.
Yeah, I expect that if you've already got through the process to raise 500, it shouldn't be too difficult.
Absolutely, yeah, cool. So That's a fantastic thing to bring to Kent.
Great opportunity.
It's a fantastic opportunity. Mm. There are lots of businesses that are looking for investment and looking in funds. And you're right, I operate as just a small, low-level business angel investor. And I get 10 applications a month and I don't even advertise what I do. So I know there's lots of people about that are looking for money all the time.
There's always people looking for money.
There's always people looking for money, but there are people with good ideas that are looking for money too. And there isn't enough to go around at the moment because the banks aren't lending and all kinds of things. So that is brilliant stuff. Give us one more shout for the website, Paul.
The website is at www.thepitchingden.co.uk. And just one final point. If you're not, don't feel you're ready for this yet, but you want to bounce some ideas around, you've got my emails on the website. Just get in touch, because we're always here to help really good startup businesses in Kent.
Cool. So you heard it here on the Business Bunker show. If you want to just get involved in asking people that really know, and Paul does really know what he's talking about here, if you want some advice.
I do?
If you want some advice, then go to the website, get in contact with Paul. If you don't think you're ready for this round, as Paul says, there's a fair chance that if this works, this could become an annual thing. So you have another chance next year. But there's also all kinds of other ways that you might be able to raise finance. So don't be afraid to ask. There is a very healthy startup and business investment network growing in Kent, because Kent is a hotbed of innovation, especially in the Canterbury and East Kent area at the moment. Because we have the three universities there, and Canterbury is the number one digital city in the UK, and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, there's lots going on there. So, for the moment, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. All the details of the Pitching Den are on the Kent Business Radio website, so people can find out about it there by following the links there, and they can get in touch with you there. And they can also follow you on the Twitter.
They can, at @PHBPaul.
PHB Paul. So do follow Paul on Twitter, PHB Paul. For the moment, Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Well, thank you.
Stay with us for the last few minutes of the show, because it'll be a pleasure to have you.
It reminded me, Paul, of when we had Marcus and Diego on. Do you remember?
Yes, I
do. From the uni in Canterbury.
Yeah, and I know them well. They're great guys.
Yeah, and it's all about trying to keep the talent in Kent. Mm. And something like that you're offering perhaps gives young guys or young females a chance to stay in Kent and work and do well.
I meet too many Kent graduates up in London, actually.
Yeah.
I want to keep them down here.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and
no,
commuting
absolutely.
Is hell.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Absolute hell.
We need to grow the economy of Kent, and we won't do that if everybody leaves.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
But there's lots of things happening, and there's lots of reasons to stay now, and there's lots of things in Kent that mirror the kind of things that you can get in London without the cost, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Which is cool. And at least you can park, generally.
Sometimes. Don't get me started on that.
Oh, dear. Have I hit a nerve? Have I hit a nerve?
Yeah. We got quite a few tweets, and we've still got some feedback going on from somewhere. One of our phones is feedback.
It's
I don't know. I don't know whose it is. One of ours is feedbacking.
Let me see.
If we could just switch them on airline mode or something. It's probably mine. I've had a tweet anyway from Bespoke Ironing, who are a new listener. Can I have a shout out for Bespoke Ironing, please? Your local and reliable ironing service.
Where are they based?
Westmorling.
Oh, Westmorling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And surrounding areas. And you can follow them on the Twitter at Bespoke Ironing. Sorry, I couldn't read that. It was grayed out. Bespoke Ironing, all one word. So do give them a follow. I think Jules has already read that one, so I won't do that one again.
Telcare, Lisa Marie Settle, was saying, great listening to you, Paul, was saying what a great opportunity for a Kent business pitching den.
Cool. And we've had a tweet from another Journey Begins, Angela, who says, hello, Jules and Paul, hope the show's going well and that you're feeling better, Paul. I'm now listening to you in the car.
He's not feeling better, Andrew.
I'm very poorly. I'm poorly.
Sort of bed and a lemon sip, I think.
Yeah.
Cuddle up with a sheep.
Something like that.
He's got them frolicking around his garden, you see, Paul. Mm. They're just popping through his window.
And we've had some feedback.
Let's just not go there.
And we've had some feedback on Paul's piece as well from Telco, saying what a fabulous opportunity for Kent businesses to pitch in Denny's. What a brilliant idea. So that's starting to generate some interest. So cool. Good. Thank you for that. I've also got an email here that I want to read out about an attractive website for Ramsgate. We are thrilled to announce that the Ice Lab Limited is delighted to support the promotion of Active Ramsgate Online. Active Ramsgate, which can be found at www.ramsgatetown.org, is a website dedicated to the town of Ramsgate in Kent, a real hidden gem to be explored by locals and visitors alike. Ramsgate still has a lot to offer as a destination for young families, couples and senior citizens alike.
There you are, Paul.
Thank you. The website aims to be a central hub of information about the town with news, history and community information. You can also sign up on the site to receive regular email updates. Just go to ramsgatetown.org and click on the sign up button. The website follows a model which has proved successful for other towns around the UK and it is already doing well for Ramsgate. So if you're planning a visit to Ramsgate, you'll find information on where to stay, places to eat, attractions, places of interest, shopping and directions on getting there. There's also a What's On section with an up-to-date diary of events, meetings and activities that are taking place in the town. Ice Lab director Alan Noak is delighted to be promoting the website and believes it fits well in with his philosophy of encouraging people to support their local communities by spending money and shopping locally. Mm. Our coastal towns have a wonderful heritage, he said. However, there's now a renewed desire to support the local economy. So sites like ramsgatetown.org help make it possible to do so by offering the convenience of the internet to help everyone plan a day out or a short stay by the sea in Kent. If you want more information about Ice Lab, you can get in touch with Alan by emailing him at alan@theicelab.co.uk or you can call him on 01304 813 625. And while we're talking about local things, I had a tweet just now, if I can find it again, from Elmcourt Farmers Market, who reminded me that, did you know that July is Independent Retailers Month? So support your local independents in July.
I didn't know that.
And the rest of the time, I didn't know that either. But I don't see why we should have an Independence Month. I think we should have an Independence Decade.
Yes,
just support independents forever? That's what we need to do, because the future is independent retail, without any shadow of a doubt.
Exactly. There's a huge backlash against those horrible chains. Did you know the Spitfire Pub in Kings Hill, West Morling, ME194AU, that's the postcode, Core Financial Services hosts this monthly non-profit networking event to support local businesses.
That'll be Spitfire Networking then.
Yes, it will be.
And when is it, Jules?
It is on the 4th of July, which is this Thursday, Paul Andrews, 12 o'clock to 2 p.m, £5 a person, includes lunch, tea and coffee.
Blimey.
So you need to contact networking at Coreefa, C-O-R-E-I-F for Freddie, A.co.uk.
That'll be Core IFA then.
Core IFA. do you give me these just on purpose?
Coreefa. Coreefa. That would be Core IFA.
I thought it was a little Greek island somewhere. So the phone number is 0844 875 5777. That's Core IFA. What do you call it?
Core IFA. Independent Financial
Core
Associates.
IFA. Oh, I see.
Do you get it? Cool.
It's a really good event, actually.
I'm sure.
I've been a few times and you meet some really good people there.
Yeah, Core Financial Services. What they should do is talk to me about their press releases, perhaps, because I am a PR consultant. And then it would have been very clear at the bottom.
Cool.
Anyway, 3rd of July, that's manana, isn't
4th
it?
4th of July.
Another one now, 3rd
oh, sorry.
Of July, so that's manana.
That's tomorrow, yeah.
12 to 4, keep up, Paul Andrews. It's at the Elwick Club in Church Road, Ashford, and it's OCC. It's, what does that stand for?
It's what?
OCC.
OTC.
OCC. Let's see if we can find out.
Okay.
OCC is designed to bring businesses in Kent together in a relaxed environment, and our flagship meeting is held every first Wednesday of the month at the Elwick Club, another Elwick Club meeting. Relaxed environment, no 60 seconds. allow conversation to flow freely, helping to find out in more detail about each other's businesses. So they attract large businesses, turning over up to 300 million, lots of zeros, quick.
300 million.
Thank you, I thought it was, but it seemed a bit much. Okay, 300 million per year. This is not to say there is no place for small and medium businesses, as this group is all about collaborating and helping each other to grow. 100% free to attend, and you need to contact Frankie. Oh, it's Frankie, MPR. Frankie at mpr-it.co.uk. And food and refreshments are available if you want them. So that's tomorrow, 12 o'clock till 2. Well done, Frankie.
Brilliant. Our Manufacturing and Engineering Expo offers so much more than an exhibition. It gives you loads of opportunities to gather knowledge from a speaker and workshop sessions, to get advice, meet and network and find new suppliers, customers and business partners. Plus, you will see some exciting and innovative demonstrations that would not be possible at any other exhibition venue. Why you should be at the Manufacturing and Engineering Expo? Well, there's a panel session to find out what funding you could be claiming. There's a Manufacturing Advisory Service, there's Kent County Council, Medway Council, Thames Gateway and the Department of Business, Innovation and Skills. Network with new potential customers, visit the innovative demonstration areas and meet key decision makers in the southeast. Meet buyers from large organisations like BAE and Medway Council, and being in an environment where business is encouraged. There's also a business networking breakfast on board HMS Gannett. That'll be a place for you, Jules, wouldn't it? HMS Gannett.
It would.
Blimey,
it?
You could be captain of that.
Yeah, yeah. I already am. Been there.
So you can check out the latest stand availability for the Manufacturing and Engineering Expo by calling 01732 758 530. And if you've got something exciting to demonstrate, you can also give us a ring for the availability to go into the demonstration area. Do it now. Book your place. Come and meet some great new contacts, because we are looking forward to hearing from you. And you can find out all about that by going to their website at www.manufacturingandengineeringexpo.co.uk. That's Manufacturing and Engineering Expo, all one word, .co.uk. Or you can book to go there by going to bookings at kentinvictachamber.co.uk. And somewhere here, I think I've got a note of when that's taking place.
Huge amount of events going on.
Yeah,
in
it's
Kent.
On the 10th of July, and it's at the historic dockyard in Chatham from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that will be Wednesday week. So if you're in manufacturing and engineering, you need to be there.
You do.
Get along.
Are you playing tunage?
Sorry, no.
You're playing tunage?
No.
There's a website search business that's helping a conference centre find its goal. Canterbury-based digital marketing agency, this is our friend Piperis, is helping a local charity grow its presence on the internet. So U-Targeting, which is run by Piperis Philippeus, is helping Piperis...
Sorry, Pip.
I call him Pip. Piperis Philippeus. That's fine.
That's better. That's good. That's good.
Kala Kala Dispinis.
Yeah.
And Daxi is helping the Anne Robertson Centre meeting and conference venue. Oh, I just called a waiter over. Run by Pilgrim's Hospice to raise its profile and ultimately attract more business. Search engine optimization, SEO to you and me, enables a website to be found more easily on the internet by being at the top of search listings, either by name, subject or product. And Piperis, who formed U-Targeting in 2010, employs three people full-time at offices in the Uni of Kent in the Enterprise Park there in Canterbury. And he says, I'm delighted to be able to help the Anne Robertson Centre and ultimately Pilgrim's Hospices tell more people about the great meeting rooms it has to hire out two businesses. Piperis has successfully led U-Targeting to the finals of the Young Entrepreneur category in this year's Kent Excellence in Business Awards. And the results will be announced on Thursday, 27th of June, at the Kent Event Centre, which is in the Detling Showground. So good luck there, Piperis. And a big hello to everyone at Pilgrim's Hospice, who do a fantastic job. So that's Deborah Kelland and crew.
Cool. We've got a phone in.
Have we?
Yeah, hopefully we can hear you on the phone now. Laura.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jules.
Hi. Hello. Sorry, you've been trying to call in all afternoon and we haven't been answering the phone for some reason.
Oh. You haven't? Are you too busy doing a radio show or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How tardy of us.
I know. Anyway, it's lovely to hear from you, Laura.
Yes.
What are you up to?
Well, I just wanted to sort of share with you, we've got the Eden Valley Business Show, which is taking place this Friday, the 5th of July, at the lovely Hever Castle Golf Club.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a lot of businesses expected to be attending there. We've got a... we're starting off the day with a networking breakfast from 7:45 to 9:30.
Right.
And then at 10 o'clock, we have our local favourite businessman, John Surtees OBE, who's going to be opening the show for us.
Oh, wow. Former World Formula One champion and ex-Superbike champion.
Yes.
The only man ever in history to win both the Motorcycle World Championship and the Car World Championship. Sorry about that, being a bit geeky.
All the boys have lit up in the studio, Laura.
Exactly. And what we're going to be doing, because he launched his charity, the Henry Surtees Foundation, after the unfortunate death of his son in a racing accident.
Yeah,
but we've
absolutely.
Got a racing simulator that's going to be in the bar the whole day, so all the money we raised from that is going to go to his charity. The day it finishes at 4. We've got 4 seminars that are on with speakers talking about things, Google, finance, marketing, all sorts of stuff. And we've got some great exhibitors from companies as large as Sainsbury's to companies as small as the Edenbridge Directory. So there's a good a good selection of businesses there.
Cool.
And can I just give you the website address?
Yeah, please do.
It's Eden Valley B2B.co.uk. That's all the information to register for the breakfast, for a visitor, or to book a stand. We've got a couple of spaces left, so everyone just go on to that, and I look forward to seeing people on Friday.
Brilliant. It sounds like a fantastically brilliant event, Laura. Give us one more shout for the website.
Right, it's edenvalleyb2b.co.uk.
edenvalleyb2b.co.uk. We will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. We will also be coming. Hold a seat for us in the simulator. We'll be there. And that's at the Hever Valley Golf Course, yeah?
Hever Castle Golf Course. Hever Castle Golf Club, yeah, that's right. Just around the corner from the castle. So excellent facilities. And we've got the sunshine as well. So,
brilliant.
You know, play around the golf and come around the business show. Why not?
Absolutely. You're so good at organising things. You always pick good days.
I try my best. Thanks so much, Paul.
Laura, thank you for persisting with our silly telephone system as well. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. And we wish you major, major luck with your event on Friday. I'm sure it will be a stonkingly brilliant success.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Take
bye
care.
Now.
Bye-bye. So that was Laura Lawrence there talking about the Eden Valley exhibition at Hever Castle Golf Course this Friday. And so do get along to that. HeverValleyB2B.co.uk, I think she said.
I wonder how married... We didn't ask how married life is, because she's only been married about a month,
isn't she? Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't ask that. How rude you are.
I know.
Was the phone actually ringing?
Yeah, it's not on ring. That's the thing. It's on.
So casual, aren't
buzzer.
We?
So
we
yeah,
are very
I
casual.
Didn't hear it ringing. Yeah, well, the trouble is when you got earphones on, you can't hear what's going on out there.
I know.
And there's been a parade of people walking in and out of the doors.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of them want.
Gawping at us.
They all keep walking through the front door and looking through the window where we're on the studio and then turning around and going out again.
I think it's because they've heard that I've got Kentish Pieman's 9-inch and very deep pies. I mean, they're huge, humongous. And then we've also got Ellie's cakes with chocolate stars on. Plus
and it's
we
attracting
had,
the crowds, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Plus we had the polenta cake. As well, didn't we?
Polenta cake, yeah.
Yes.
It's now become...
Which I noticed you scoffed most of it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
I didn't have any of it, Jules.
Oh,
that is a
martyr.
Big, wicked fib.
You martyr, you.
Yeah. Exciting developments at the Marketing Eye. Experienced marketing professional Mark Catchpole has joined the Upfield-based inbound marketing agency, the Marketing Eye, as client director. Mark has extensive experience in the professional and financial services marketplace, and he was most recently with the accounting firm Neil James in Lewes, where he was, where he worked with partners and staff to increase the profile and client base of the firm while developing strategies and implementing tactics across the full range of the marketing
you
mix.
Love those words.
I do.
Tactics.
I like a bit of management
strategy.
Speak. Yeah. Mark has also run his own marketing and PR business, as well as working with firms including NatWest and Ernst & Young. At the Marketing Eye, he will be primarily supporting clients in the professional and financial services sector, helping them shape their marketing approach.
Mm.
People of Mark's experience are rare to find, and we're delighted to welcome to the team, said Neil Edwards, who is the Managing Director of Marketing Eye. In the meantime, Marketing Eye have announced a collaborative partnership with KWTM, the Conference Event Management and Incentive Travel Company, which has clients in a number of industries, including pharmaceuticals, automotive, direct selling, media, financial services, cosmetics, IT, and tyres.
Everything indeed, then.
Yeah. KWTM is headed up by Kirsten White, who is now working out of the Marketing Eye offices. And in addition to continuing to provide conference and event management services, Kirsten will be providing her industry knowledge to provide valuable support to the Marketing Eye's portfolio of hotel clients. And you can find out more about that by going to their website, which is www.themarketingeye.com.
Now, is it Kirsten or Kirsten?
Kirsten.
It could be Kirsten.
Could be.
I knew a Kirsten.
But it's Kirsten.
How do you spell it?
K-I-R-S-T-I-N-E.
Could be Kirsten.
Yeah. Whatever.
Do you know her?
Whatever. No.
Could be Kirsten, then.
It could be.
Or Kirsten.
It could be West Manning, but it isn't.
I think it's Kirsten.
You are invited to a free business networking event.
Am I?
Yeah. Canterbury Business Tweet Up.
Ah.
This is a very popular networking event in Canterbury, taking place regularly once a month. The next Canterbury Tweet Up is on the 3rd of July, that's tomorrow, Wednesday, to provide a fantastic opportunity for all businesses to network and promote their business. In short, the details for your diary are as follows. It's the Canterbury Tweet Up Business Networking. It's on the 3rd of July from 10 a.m. till noon.
Manana.
It's at the Miller's Arms, which is 2 Mill Lane, St. Radigan's.
Yep.
You want to argue about the pronunciation?
No, okay. I love your pronunciation.
Thank you. St. Radigan's,
just near
Canterbury.
Fruitworks.
No, it's nowhere near Fruitworks.
Oh, kind of.
No, it's not. It's the other side of Canterbury.
Well, it's not a big place.
You were trying to be nonchalant there, weren't you?
I can mince through there in a couple of minutes.
It's 2 Mill Lane, St. Radigan's, Canterbury, CT12AW. And there's a pan display car park opposite, which will be to St. Radigan's
car
park.
Where Ken Lloyd got a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. Any business is entitled to come. It costs nothing to come because it's free of charge. So bring your business cards and your friends, and they look forward to seeing you. And that's from the lovely Aga, who's the organiser. And you can find out all about it by going to their website at canterburytweetup.com.
Or KentBusinessTweetUps.co.uk.
KentBusinessTweetUps.co.uk that list all the tweet-ups that are worth going to around and about.
We've had a tweet in response to your Independent Day or Independent Month from Lenley's.
All right.
Jonathan
That'll
Watts,
That'll be
Roper
Rogie in Canterbury.
Yes. It says, hi, Business Bunker, listening to you loud and clear, Paul Andrews. And don't forget that we are your independent store for beds and shutters, and we also have a Terrazzo Cafe and free parking, Roper Road, Canterbury.
Cool. And Laura has answered our question.
Yeah.
She says, married life is bliss, thank you.
Well done.
And their website is EdenValleyB2B.co.uk.
Well, he's obviously tired. He doesn't cut his toenails and do all that, those annoying things that men do.
And we've had a tweeting from another new listener.
Have we?
But a listener I happen to know called Venom Tech.
Ah.
And Venom Tech is saying, great to hear our fellow Enterprise Hub tenant. Venom Tech and Piperus, who you mentioned earlier, from New Targeting, are both located at the Enterprise Hub at the University of Kent at Canterbury.
Right.
So
they're listening in.
Yeah, so Venom Tech saying they're listening in and hearing about Piperus. See, you got me going
there. Piperus. You say Piperus, I say Piperus.
Piperus.
Yeah, it's a song there.
Yeah. By the way, did you know that Piperus was a finalist in the Young Entrepreneur of the Year at
FIBA? Well, yes, because he said in the press release that I read out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Earlier on.
No, I just thought I'd mention that again.
Yeah.
Because that's an absolutely well done. And
very good.
Talking about getting married, Piperus and the lovely Amy are due to get married very shortly as well.
They are. They're engaged. I did their Valentine's. They got engaged on Valentine's. I did their shot. If you look at the picture of Piperus in his red shirt, that's my picture.
Is it really?
Yeah, I took that. In my lounge.
Really?
Top deck.
Blimey. Good stuff. Have you got any more emails there? Because we're almost at the end of the
South
show.
South and East Kent branches FSB Summer Barbecue. Federation of Small Businesses, that must be, Paul, mustn't it?
Blimey, she's learning, listener.
How
she's getting there slowly.
How
130 shows and she's finally worked out what FSB means.
Well, I'm awake for this one. Howfield Manor Hotel, which is at Chartham Hatch, Canterbury, CT4 7QH, 17th of July, 6:30 to 7 p.m. And the event is open to all FSB members. It could be farming something, couldn't it? Farming, I don't know, schedulers.
Bureau.
They're guests and business contacts and a great way of meeting other members of your local FSB.
Or it could be just about you, forever still bumbling.
Thank you so
much.
That's
right.
How did you think of that? Choices of four meats and salads, Paul. A choice of four desserts. I'd have them all. Tea and coffee. That's £15. To go to that, go to www.southeastkentbbq.eventbrite.com/ and all sorts of other things, but go on to that. That sounds great. That's 17th of July. Fabulous venue, that, the Howfield Manor.
It is indeed, yep.
Then there's Invicta Chamber Events, breakfast networking with business, which includes a full English 8 to 9:30, and that's in Tunbridge Wells at the Royal Wells Hotel Mount Ephraim. The speaker is Caroline Innes from Zudica's Consulting Limited, I think she's from. Find out how using the latest social media tools will generate business leads. Well, we know that, don't we? The Twitter works, doesn't it, Paul?
It certainly does.
Actually, I'm going to BOB tomorrow, Business Over Breakfast.
Oh, are you?
You understand the BOB?
I knew what BOB was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just checking. I'm going as a guest of lovely Rob of...
Gov Cinesi.
Thank you.
Rob Parker.
Yeah.
And you're going to Business Over Breakfast.
Yeah,
where
I've got
are you
to
going?
Get up at... I don't know, 5 o'clock or something.
And where is it?
I'm not really sure. It's on my diary. I'll tell you in a minute.
So you're going to get up at 5
Carry
o'clock, but you haven't got a clue where you're going?
No, I'll tell
but
you.
But it's breakfast
minute.
At the end of it, so you'll probably sniff it out, won't you?
Carry on. It's, hang on, breakfast with Rob. Oh, it's Howfield Manor.
What a coincidence.
Hell coincidence.
Yeah, yes. That'll be in Charlton Hatch then.
Yeah, CT4 7HQ.
There you go.
So there I shall be going. I'll have the full English, please, Rob.
Oh, okay. So Business Over Breakfast.
There's also a lunch networking.
Are you going to that too?
Probably.
Oh, straight after breakfast.
This is the next day. This is Thursday the 4th. So I can go after the breakfast on Thursday the 4th. And this, again, is Kent Invicta Chamber events. So you need to go on kentinvictachamber.co.uk. And it's at the Everest Inn in Ashford, 113 Station Road, TN23 1, P for Peter, J for Jules. This includes lunch, 12 to 2, and, it's Nepalese fusion. That sounds nice.
Ooh, I love Nepalese.
Yes, I've never had Nepalese.
What is it? It's different to Asian curries.
Mm.
It's very distinctive. It's similar.
Lighter?
It's hard to describe. Push the mic over to Ellie. Let her describe.
Come on, Ellie. What is it?
It's just... extremely scrummy.
Hey, you can't ask about
technical.
I don't know. It's just slightly different, isn't it? And it's just got different tastes. Some of it's sweeter, yeah. Some of it's more spicy.
Each dish has its own special blend of spices and herbs, Ellie, and to provide that flavour unique only to the Nepalese. Mm. There you go. So that's Kent Invicta Chamber. Well done there. That's Thursday, the 4th of July, 12 to 2. Not sure how much it costs, but they're usually very reasonable, though, so go and do that.
I've still got this. I got this from the BBC. They are looking for people to take part in a new BBC Two television series, and they're looking for people who are about to open their first restaurant, bar, cafe, pub, or any kind of eatery.
Well, I should read that out on Scoff and Quaff.
Yeah. And this new television series seeks to help new startups get underway with their proposed business. It's difficult to open at the best of times, let alone during a recession. But the presenter, Russell Norman, has defied the odds and successfully opened 5 restaurants in the last 3 years.
Wow.
He believes that the early stages of the business are crucial and wants to work with 6 entrepreneurs as they set out on their first restaurant venture. And obviously get filmed while they're doing it. Be a lot of swearing in that, I would have thought. Logistically, filming will be spread out over a matter of months, depending on the time frame for each project, and would take place at the key stages. So, for example, when they're creating the menu, when they're designing the restaurant, when they're hiring staff, and the finishing touches, and then the opening night. Ideally, the new businesses will be opening between July and September this year, allowing time to effectively chart the initial success of each business. So if you'd like to participate in that BBC TV programme, you can contact Duncan Cook at 2020 TV on 020-3301-8454. That's 020-3301-8454, and that's Duncan Cook at 2020
TV. What's the closing date for that, Paul?
It doesn't actually say, but it's going to be pretty quick because they're looking to start in July. So
I'll
read it out next week, but we may have kind of missed it. I have already read that out a couple of weeks ago, so if anybody's interested, they can still follow up with that. The War and Peace Revival support charities throughout the five-day event. The War and Peace Revival has created a specific Charity of the Day stand, offering free space for a different charity each day of the five-day military and vintage festival, which is coming to Folkestone Racecourse in Kent in July, and so that they can promote themselves and raise funds. And here's the schedule. On Wednesday, the 17th of July, it's the RNLI. On Thursday, the 18th of July, it's the Kent Air Ambulance. On Friday, the 19th of July, it's the Pilgrims Hospice. And on Saturday, the 20th of July, it's the Military Wives Choir.
Oh.
And then on Sunday, the 21st of July, it's Age.
Oh, that'll suit you.
So that's a lovely lineup. Don't even go there. It's a lovely lineup, and the main grandstand of this unique event will provide superb views of the action, as well as a range of restaurants and bars, including a jazz bar and a 1940s tea room.
Oh, that sounds lovely, doesn't
it? Yeah, do get along to that if you can.
Oh, I do like a 1940s tea, don't you?
Absolutely. Or 8 o'clock, in fact.
Yes. Or any time.
Any time.
Yeah.
20 to 8, yeah. Fine.
Oh,
I see
amusing.
1940.
Yeah,
right,
very amusing. I did get your joke.
No, I understood. You just looked at me blankly because you didn't like it, basically. Do you know what? That just about brings us to the end of the show.
It's gone very quickly.
It has gone very quickly.
To ask Paul Moore as well, more questions.
We'll ask him loads of questions off the air and then we'll get him back.
We'll eat the cakes as well.
Because we're going to get Paul back again to tell us how this project's unfolding. Because it's going to be really interesting how this unfolds. So we're going to hear from Paul a few more times.
And also the crowdfunding I want to know more about too.
Yeah, absolutely. But for the moment, thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Jill Serkin, and our guest Ellie Beer of Kane & Beer Bookkeeping Services. Paul Burgess, disruptor and business.